not to work, but ready to talk. Use our head and our mouth and our minds together.
Pull our mouth up.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can put together our daily list of the top stories, the irregular news of the day, starting with the death of Jimmy Hoffa. You knew he was dead, right? He's actually been dead longer than you've been alive.
Somewhere?
But here's the story that's now floating around. I wonder how many people have heard about this or talked about it. 800-510-8255. Doesn't everybody know who Jimmy Hoffa was? Do you think there's anybody who doesn't know? He was dead before you were alive, Jennifer. But
he
you know
was,
who
but
Jimmy
I still
Hoffa.
Know who he was,
right.
Yes.
Very powerful union leader. He went to prison in 1967, missing since 1975. I think Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito starred in a pretty good movie about his life a number of years ago. Anyway, the FBI, using your tax dollars, lots of other law enforcement agencies around the country working seamlessly, endlessly, to try and unearth his remains. Tips come in from all over the country and all over the world. Nobody has found him. Well, there's no statute of limitations, but why would anybody? I guess my question is, do you care where Jimmy Hoffa is buried? 800-510-8255. More importantly, do you care that lots and lots and lots of your tax money, the feds, local authorities, state authorities in Michigan, have been spending a lot of time and a lot of money trying to find his remains? Why?
Isn't that always a joke? No, I thought he was buried in Wrigley Field or something.
Well, no, Yankee. Well, I think some people thought Yankee Stadium. There are all kinds of stories about him, Jennifer. People have dug up cars that were buried in these old wrecking yards. They've dug up old barns underneath them. Geraldo Rivera thought that he'd made the discovery opening up the tomb. We found nothing in it at all. All kinds of conspiracy theories, outlandish claims. The one involving Hoffa. It was Giant Stadium. Hoffa was buried there. Anyway, the clues have been fast and furious for years. So now there's a new tip. Came in from a Detroit suburb. Police are calling it credible. Person claims that Hoffa's buried beneath his house. And they're taking soil samples today to test for human remains.
Ugh. Now, how does he know that that's Jimmy Hoffa?
Well, yeah, he says he saw somebody being buried, he thought, a number of years ago under his, what is now, it wasn't at the time, under his driveway. So they're going to, if it comes up positive for human remains, they're going to excavate. Radar was used yesterday, confirming that something is buried down there. They just can't tell what it is. Could be a dog. Could be any number of things. Nobody is crazier than the people who want to see if they can find this guy's body. What in the world for? Who cares? You put an end to the mystery. And again, how is the taxpayer served by all this would be my question. 800-510-8255. It was like zombies looking for... Mm-hmm. Why would, right?
And I'd imagine we'd have to give him a new driveway after we dig up the old one.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for this guy's driveway. Maybe this is all a clever...
I was going to say, maybe he just needs a new driveway.
New driveway. Uh-huh.
I think Jimmy Hoffa might be buried underneath my bedroom.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. I need a new house. So that's that story. Anyway, kind of silly stuff. All right, so I want to figure out whether you think this is good news. What determines what is good news or not? What one person thinks is good news may not be what another person thinks is good news. May I give you two examples of that, Jennifer?
Yes.
First, Mexican officials arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers, Velasquez Caballera, known as El Taliban, taken in by Marines, acting on intelligence in a neighborhood in a city called San Luis Potosí. He was put on display by Mexican police at a press conference yesterday afternoon alongside two of his accomplices and a table filled with all kinds of things seized during the raid. He's the leader of the faction of the Zetas. Is that how you pronounce it? Z-E-T-A-S? Zetas cartel?
I have no idea. It sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway... It's really one wonders whether this is good news or not. Most people would say that is good news. All right, here's another item some people think is good news. You tell me. 800-510-8255. A closed Wichita abortion clinic, formerly operated by the late Dr. George Tiller, has been sold to an abortion rights group. Group's director, the Trust Women Foundation, is the name of the group, by the way. The director says it reopened the clinic as a family and women's health center that will offer abortions, as well as a wide range of family care, not yet known when the clinic will open. Remember when Dr. Killer was killed in 2009? I think he was shot inside of his church, wasn't he? Do I remember that? Wasn't that? It was something like that, yeah. All right, so is that good news? Abortion clinic reopens in Wichita? For some, that'll be good news.
Right.
Which is the one that's better? I suppose the Mexican drug lord.
I think we can all agree that that's a pretty good one, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of things to try to get a handle on what people think is good news. 800-510-8255. Controversy about the new school lunch regulations and how they are actually taking effect and what impact they're having on youngsters in school who now have to face the kind of choices that they don't particularly like. We'll have that for you in just a moment here as we run down some of the irregular news, the top stories of the day. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on Good Day.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna.
But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. She's going to check our social media, Twitter and Facebook activity in a moment. Doug at DougSteffen.com, a good address as well. Meanwhile, the First Lady, remember all the hoopla? I think it was earlier this year, Jennifer, when it was announced that the USDA would begin to enforce the school lunch regulations that were a result of Mrs. Obama's suggestion that children eat better food. And the schools would be a good place for that to start. You remember all of that, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, so those of you who are listening in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, other places in Wisconsin, what do you think of this? One of your, I guess a number, actually, of athletes started to complain this week about not getting enough to eat at lunch because of the skimpy number, and not only the choices, but the amount of the servings in the lunch menu, which now the USDA says is mandatory. Mandatory. Now, I'm all for eating well because it certainly serves us all. If we are healthier and eating good food goes a long way to getting there. But I'm wondering about voters now, just so follow through with this. The idea of this backfiring, it seems to me, is pretty... I think, what's the word I'm looking for? I think that it's a pretty definitive negative. Kids go home from school, say to their parents, I didn't get enough for lunch today. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Well, because, and by the way, they're making no secret of this. The USDA signs are up all over the place in cafeterias, and you will do it. It's like the Nazis, for God's sakes. This is not a unique situation. There are students all across the country complaining about the new school lunch regulations. Has that happened in your family? 800-510-8255. Is the motive, as suggested by some things that you see on the blogs, this has got to be something you can find on Facebook. It's got to be trending, Jennifer. Students say that they're being starved into slimming down. Another place, I looked at a local story from Pierre, South Dakota. They're in an all-out revolt this week. A lot of my friends who are just drinking a jug of milk for their lunch, they're not getting a proper meal. Let's see here. Go to Keloland.com, Jennifer, K-E-L-O-L-A-N-D. Let's see here. What other stories can we find? There are... And by the way, the USDA is spending 25. They cut the budget on how much is allowable for each student. So the USDA's contribution, and I don't have a problem with this, is 25 cents. I think people ought to be able to pay for their lunch. But there's the students are yakking about this, and I wonder what impact it'll have on parents and their voting. Some students are throwing away their vegetables.
Well, that's what my mom always says, is that their school is on a program, and, yeah. But everybody, she said it's ridiculous. You walk through the campus, and there's, like, trash cans full of untouched apples.
Yeah.
Because kids don't want to eat that. They throw it out.
Well, but they ought to eat it. But there's by holding a gun to their head and saying, you will eat this, that's never a way to get anybody to do anything. I mean, it's psychology 101. Tell them what they are supposed to do, and they'll do just the opposite. So, I'm looking at another site, South Coast Today, which is a Massachusetts site. Students created a black market for chocolate syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
They're selling chocolate syrup in the hallway of this school because they can't get it. They can't make chocolate milk in the cafeteria because chocolate's been outlawed by the new USDA. I can't imagine this is going to help the Obama quest for the top or staying in the top. I just can't see this other than the students are going home and blame Mrs. Obama. And then parents are going to say, oh, well, I guess you shouldn't vote for him. Maybe Romney will leave us alone. What do you think? 800-510-TALK, 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Did you hear the news about Pizza Hut?
It's always something crazy with them.
Yeah. You could say that after any setup to a show. Did you hear what's going on in Washington, Andy?
Oh, those guys are nuts.
Pizza Hut. Did you hear what's going on in the news?
Oh, it's too crazy for me to pay attention to.
I think we have our new formula down. Pizza Hut has unveiled their newest pizza. I'm not making this up. Pizza with a crust made out of cream cheese-filled cones. They're calling it the Autopsy Lover's Pizza.
Authorities at JFK Airport arrested two women who were smuggling something like 2 pounds of cocaine in their giant hair weaves.
Wow.
Now talk about crackheads. Oh, my God. Isn't that awful? Oh, how horrible is that? Jeez. See, I don't know about you. I hate it when I get a hair in my coat.
Hey, here's something else my Aunt Chippy hates. The show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. You're familiar with this? TLC, the network that airs it, just ordered not only another season of the show, they also ordered a Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas special. I can't think of a better way to celebrate the birth of Jesus than with... Oh, wait, yes, I can. I can think of a lot of them.
Get this, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that drivers who get 5 DUIs will now have their license revoked. So now New York drivers can rest safe knowing that everyone else on the road only has a maximum of 4 DUIs. Great job, New York. That makes it feel real good.
Well, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien... The Honey Boo Boo Christmas special, Jennifer.
I can't wait.
Where does that leave you?
Watching it on my couch.
Really?
Yeah. Like a bad
pet. Silly,
person.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Also on Ellen yesterday, she laughed about some of the new upcoming fall fashions.
I have some really great news. The time has come to find out what we should be wearing this year. Every year we wait for it to find out what we're supposed to be wearing. And this, it's Fall Fashion Week. It started in New York a couple weeks ago. Then it was in Milan. And this week it's in Paris, or as the French call it, Paris.
Yeah, there they are, the Parisians. All right, Evan, let's play... The cut that's labeled 2805. The ladies on The View discussed yesterday some new weight loss pills.
For the first time in 13 years, the FDA has approved 2 new weight loss pills. Thank you, God. One of them is called Q-Simu.
Q-Simia.
Q-Simia.
That only sound right here.
Q-Simu.
It should be Q-Simia.
And they had test patients who lost between 11 and 14% of their body weight in a year. Okay. Now, I'm looking into actually doing that because it's not that I'm obese, but for my size, apparently, I've got a little more junk in the trunk than I should
but
be carrying.
But now what happens? Yeah, what happens when if you lose the weight and then you go back to eating your favorite things?
things that you always like to eat. I think it's neither of these pills can you do without doing a shift with food and diet and exercise.
You got to change the way you eat.
You have to shift your food and take the pill.
We have had things before that curb your appetite, and we all, if you could just take a pill, you know, rather than have gastric bypass. But there are side effects. You can have birth defects if you're pregnant and so forth. But you still,
you still have to do the diet
and the exercise.
Yes, right.
So if you have to do the diet and exercise,
it kills your appetite a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to let you know.
There we go. That's that. Thank you. Gary in Montana, Jimmy Hoffa, that's of interest to you?
Well, a couple of things. The Jimmy Hoffa thing is kind of a joke. Right? You've kind of already alluded to that with your comments. But, you know, I'm of Italian heritage, and one of my uncles was an active member in one of the negative organizations that the Italians are known for.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. Hold that thought. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Americans have to keep asking the same question. Are we any safer today than we were back then? Most recently, the TSA has rejected four types of devices that would scan passengers' shoes at checkpoints. The idea was to come up with technology that would detect explosives and metal weapons while passengers could still keep their shoes on through security. But the TSA has said that the devices they tested just didn't qualify. They have, however, loosened some restrictions, so that passengers who qualify for pre-check and those who are older than 75 or younger than 12 can actually keep their shoes on. And now there are talks that suggest the TSA could actually streamline the process using iris scan technology to verify passenger identification. That's already in place in certain parts of the world, but is yet to be used in the U.S., so keep watching this space. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. That's a value of $20. We install them not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take it free there, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advanced Auto.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour on the Friday Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen overviewing the irregular news top stories of the day, including the story, if you haven't heard it, of Jimmy Hoffa being found, maybe.
Or somebody's driveway.
A guy needs a new driveway.
Either one.
Either of those two things. 800-510-8255. And Mrs. Obama's school lunch program appears to be blowing up in their faces. Lots of disparate opinions about that from mostly students who don't like what's being offered. All right. So, Gary and Roseman, I thought you were going to have a quick comment, but I don't like to cut people off. Sounds like you might have a couple of interesting places to go, so have at it.
All right. Thank you. And it's Bozeman, Montana. But
Bozeman, Well, some people are not too well here at the network, and they don't hear things as they ought to. So Bozeman, I never heard of Roseman, but I sure have heard of Bozeman. There you go.
There you go. Excellent. Yeah, that's the hopping metropolis. Anyway, I'm of Italian descent, and I have a distant relative that was very active in some of the Italian organizations that people don't like.
Like what, the Mafia?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
and I know relatively well from my father and my uncle, et cetera, that when the Mafia offed someone, and they did off Jimmy Hoffa, and that individual was gay, they do some very inappropriate
Jimmy Hoffa was gay?
Body.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa was gay?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes, I didn't know that. That is a news flash. Really?
And I could care less about that myself, the point is, when the Mafia off someone that they don't appreciate, and of course they didn't appreciate Mr. Hoffa very much at all, they do interesting things with the body, and chances are that it'll never be found, because it's probably in a million different pieces.
Huh. Well, there's an interesting theory. I'm just, as you are telling that story, I'm sort of conjuring up in my mind an image of the, remember the story from, was it this week or last week, Jennifer, where this guy cooked up the, all right, Gary, thanks for the call. Jennifer, do you remember the story about the guy who killed his wife and he cooked her?
Yes.
I was just thinking to try
to get rid of her remains, yeah.
There always is a television show. There's always some theme to a television show where somebody is offed and they're buried in concrete. You find those stories all the time. Well, that's a special Law and Order theme. Anyway, so it's all interesting. Whether it's of value or not remains to be seen. Speaking of value, your friends and mine at the U.S. Postal Service today say they may default on a second multi-billion dollar payment it can't make. sounding a new cautionary note.
What are you going to do if you can't pay it?
Can't pay it, you can't pay it.
I'll tell you right now, what they could do is stop having to pay into pensions so early. I mean,
I don't understand why Congress made them. I thought Congress bill, they changed the bill back again, so they didn't have to throw all this money in ahead of time. I mean, certainly Congress and the United States government in general doesn't do that, as we well know. So what's the story here? The Postmaster General says that they will be forced to miss their $5.6 billion payment due to the Treasury this weekend. Second default in 2 months. Congress has left Washington till after the election. There's no fix for the Postal Service. So what happens now? Well, they say they're going to eliminate Saturday mail delivery, reduce their budget by $5 billion. How much money does it cost to run the Postal Service in the first place?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, stamps are so expensive. And I know less people are mailing things, but wouldn't that just mean you could do other cuts since there's less mail to
Jennifer,
process?
They're going to lose $15 billion this year.
Mm-hmm.
And $11 billion of those dollars are for future retiree health benefits, ordered by Congress in 2006. No other government agency is required to do that. So does that mean the Postal Service will go kaput? Or is there something else at work here? Are some people in Congress trying to get control over the post office? Or they have quasi-control over it now. It supposedly is a public agency, but we all know that Congress always steps in and coughs up your dough to take care of the Postal Service. All you have to do, if there was an efficiency expert or somebody who actually knew how to hire people, that actually knew how to give service, I mean, that's why it's such a joke. You go into these postal, sometimes it's not bad, but compare the people that you find in the post office to the people that you find at FedEx or UPS. Honestly, I don't mean
they're running a business at FedEx.
Yes. They are, and they have people who pay attention to detail, and they don't have all of these foolish rules and regulations about who they can hire. You know, it's like the United Nations in the Postal Service, and many of them can't. There's the post office in Santa Monica, they can't even speak English. It's really amazing, and they're not just Hispanic. There are a lot of Chinese individuals that are in there, folks from various countries in Europe that speak abridged English. I mean, for heaven's sakes, and there's always a line. There are, I think, 7 windows there, and you're lucky to find 3. Where are the rest of the people? What are they doing? So is this any way to run a business is probably the question, and maybe you've got an answer. 800-510-8255. All right, I promised you would go. Maybe you got 3 or 4 things already in your mind. The school lunch thing has got to be a great item for our social media.
Yeah, we're going to be posting about that today, too, and also possibly the post office we're working on. We're cooking up a few topics for Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Now, yesterday, we had the story about the Beach Boys. They broke up, sort of. Well, not really broke up, but Mike Love fired almost everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, if you could join any rock band or musical group, which one would you choose? Elizabeth chimed in and said Simply Red. John said Twisted Sister. Janet said Bon Jovi. She loves them. Alan said AC/DC. Robert said the Eagles. Susan said Hall & Oates. Adeline said the Beatles. Deborah said Pearl Jam. And Tom said ZZ Top. Do you have an answer to that, Dougie?
The answer is Doug Steffen. What's the question?
I love when you listen to everything I say.
Yes.
Gently hanging on
every word you say.
Makes my heart warm.
Yes.
If you could choose any rock band or musical group to join, which one would you choose? I know you're a musical guy.
Musical group, what would I join? The Rascals.
Yeah, any kind of musical act.
Young Rascals. Yep, the Rascals.
All right.
Love the Rascals. Or Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli, that would be a good one.
Or Jay and the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else? The Crystals. The kids in Bristol are sharp as thistle when they do the Bristol Stomp. La, 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 da, 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 da. You want me to
never heard that song.
You never heard that song?
There are crickets right now in my
head. No!
Yeah.
Michael, find the Bristol Stomp, will you please, by the Dobells.
Yeah, Michael, just, right. I'm sure it's right there.
Right there.
The Bristol Stomp.
The Bristol Stomp. The kids in Bristol are sharp as thistle when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really jumping in there. I can go on. All right, so what else have you
All right, for? We also, after that little musical interlude.
There it is! Everybody dance! Wait a minute, I'll reintro it. Everybody dance times two!
The kids in Bristol are sharp as Bristol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something about the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Ooh.
I'm feeling ill Friday night.
Friday night, Jennifer. Bristol, New Hampshire, Newfound Lake is where this all started. You didn't know that either, did you?
Did not. Have never heard this song.
Never heard that song before?
No.
I tell you what, when you talk to your father today, matter of fact, when you go into the office at CRN Digital in Los Angeles, I want you to see if you can find, you know, that old record library that's back there.
I alphabetized that movie.
I'm betting that you will find this song, or you can certainly get it, you know, you can download it anywhere. And put it in your father's speaker. I know that there are other, maybe a few other things that are there, but put it on the phone. Somehow or other, put it in your father's ear and see what his reaction is, and I want to hear about it. All right, you'll call him.
All right, I'll do that. The Bristol Stomp.
Bristol Stomp by the Dovells. This is it.
Dovells, okay.
Dovells. All right. Okay, we've made enough out of that. Thank you. What else have you got?
No problem. Well, speaking of music, we had the... Oh, that's all I'll say. Trace Adkins. We had him on yesterday during the Good Day Show, and you can download his free album and get a poster all up at DougSteffen.com under Guest. You can check that out.
We have further expanded on that, Jen. You can get the download at, if you go to What's New at DougSteffen.com, all of the material there will be made self-evident. How you get the new Trace Adkins song. Anyway, thank you.
Perfect. And we're also tracking your favorite thing about fall right now. So chime in, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Speaking of chiming in, Tom's in Hannibal. There it is. Hannibal, Missouri. Hi, Tom. You're a letter carrier, are you?
Yes, sir, I am.
And?
And one of the things you were talking about was the pre-funding.
Yes.
There's no other company in the United States that has to pre-fund 75 years.
It's ridiculous.
Into the future.
So why did they, what was the story behind that? I remember the vote being taken, but I never remember knowing why.
Well, one of the things, we had the postal re-enhancement, and it was a price structuring item that George Bush signed in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did that, he wanted that put in the bill. And so it was put in the bill at that time.
Now there's a stroke of genius for George Bush.
And we knew it was bad at the time, but we thought we could remove it at a later date.
Right. You have the Nancy Pelosi idea of how to fix things. Pass the bill, and then we'll deal with its realities later.
Well, it turned into be
How's
a
that
cash,
working for you?
It turned into be a cash cow for the Congress.
Yeah, all right. Well, they're using the money for other things, of course.
And so when they did that, we never got it back because the government liked the money.
Yeah.
They've done some pre-funding. They've done some accounting since then and found out we have overfunded. Hmm. I spoke with Jennifer one time about this.
Did you?
I don't know if she remembers. It was...
I do.
She doesn't remember. She's just
That's why I even brought it up, actually,
I think you were sick that day, Doug.
No.
See?
Yes,
I remember
were.
That. All right, so let me ask you a question, Tom.
Yes.
In terms of the reality of how the Postal Service is run, do you agree or disagree that FedEx and UPS do a better job than you do? Yes, by the silence is golden. Okay.
We have been gaining ground on
I know that. But why is it that so many people are hired that don't know... that kind of come across as either not caring or not knowing when you go to the window, especially. Why is that?
Well, to tell the truth, I work out of the back.
Yeah, all right. So you're a sorter?
No.
You work in...
I'm a carrier.
A carrier. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the carriers are the ones that most people recognize, or at least they used to, and they like them. I like my root carrier. I'm in an RFD area.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, that's another thing. Why do they still have the RFD zones? There aren't that many of them, but they do, where I and they have in most parts of the country. It seems like there's an inefficiency. Too many people not doing enough work. Is that fair?
We are the only ones in the country that do every door every day.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I understand that. And that's not efficient, but it's what people expect. And it's part of what we ought to get, frankly.
Yes.
But I'm just more speaking to the people that are behind the counter at many of these post offices. They just seem to be clueless. That's all.
One of the things is that hurts us is these remote areas that have these small, real small post offices.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that there are a lot of people that want to maintain their autonomy in these small areas, too.
Yeah.
But some places when it costs... you know, $40,000 to keep an office open, and they will bring in $12,000 revenue.
Right, seems kind of silly. Yeah. All right, Tom, we got the picture. Good luck with you and your career at the post office. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Mmm, yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Listen. If you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-580-6380 to get your free copy now. 800-580-6380. 800-580-6380.
800-510-8255 connects you with the Good Day program. Reese Witherspoon in the news today, Jen.
Yeah, she was. It seemed like she was pregnant for many years, but I guess it was just 9 months. She had her baby yesterday. She and her husband, Jim Toth, welcomed their son. They named him Tennessee James Toth.
Really?
Now, I think they should have gone with Tennessee Ernie. That would have been a little more fun.
Yeah, it would have been fun, but they can call him T.T.
Tennessee T-T. James? T.J.
T.J. or T.T. for
T.T. would
Tennessee
be
Toth. Yeah.
Yeah. So he joins Reese's 12-year-old daughter, Ava, and 9-year-old son, Deacon. She had those with her ex, Ryan Phillippe.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so,
good for them.
Anne Hathaway looks like she's going to be vaccinated. She had a good voice. It seems to be wanting to pursue that.
Yeah, she's joined a one-night-only benefit for New York's Public Theater. It's called Perfectly Marvelous, the Songs of Cabaret. It'll be October 24th.
Wonder if they'll do the Bristol Stomp.
Maybe so.
Woo!
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The 53 zone, Jennifer. Better living with Doug, the technology way. Every day at this time we present technology reporter Shelley Palmer, who has lots of information, including a discussion about positive news coming out for Facebook. Let's get to that and some other items of interest just a few minutes here on Good Day.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. That's a value of $20. We install them not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg finally has something to be happy about. In August, for the first time ever, the Facebook-owned Instagram had more active mobile users than Twitter. In fact, Instagram's daily user count has increased by about 6.5 million in 6 months. That's good news for Facebook. It's been following the industry trend of putting a lot of its focus on mobile lately. But Twitter still has one up on both Facebook and Instagram. It has an ad model in place that allows it to earn more revenue than its social media competitors. Facebook has been scrambling to capitalize on its mobile users by really pushing its new mobile advertising products like Sponsored Stories. Unfortunately for Facebook, the response has been lukewarm, and despite Instagram's popularity, it still hasn't started monetizing the photo sharing platform at all. Chances are it will start trying soon. Sponsored photos, anyone? Let the mobile wars begin. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, here's one of the great opportunities, Jennifer. For some people, it would be the opportunity of a lifetime. Jobs, greenjobsforveterans.com has this, the 8,000 jobs that are necessary now, and there are another 3,000 coming next month from Eco2, which is a new company with a lot of solutions for the environment. It's a green company, and the stock symbol is RVPL, but and that's something that people would be interested in, too, because they want to invest in something that is as positive as it is and growing by leaps and bounds. But the idea of getting jobs for veterans, I think, is superb. So happy to support that. Now, back to Shelley Palmer, excuse me, who, wow, where did that come from?
I know. Are you all right?
Who, yeah, I'm fine.
Fly.
Well, there are plenty of flies flying around in here, I'll tell you that. Whack, whack, whack all over the place. Wish I had something in the world of technology. I bet the Brookstone catalog has in it something that would get flies inside. You always see these things outside.
Have you seen those zapper fly swatters?
No.
Oh, my God. Getting you. That's your birthday gift.
My birthday gift.
All right. It looks like a tennis racket, and it's electrified, and you can
get
things.
Yeah. All right, this is a technological advance, obviously. Anyway, when you think about cleaning your body, you think about a juicer, right?
Yeah,
a lot
absolutely.
Of people are using them.
Big and trendy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the essence of getting your Facebook cleansed, how do you do that? How do you? I was just cleaning out my, I've got email and a couple of different sources. I'm just sort of cleaning it out. But I don't know that we go to our Facebook page and clean that out. Is it cumulative or should it be cleaned out from
it's
time to time?
Cumulative, but so, you can take down photos and such if you want.
Is that difficult to do?
No, it's easy.
It is. But can you do it in one stroke like you can a Yahoo account or a Gmail account? You hit delete and lots of things go away. Can you do that with Facebook?
No. You have to. I mean, you kind of have to go through one by one and delete a photo, delete a post, whatever you want to do.
So a little more work.
But it is easy.
Maybe somebody ought to figure out how
to
do that. Ideas from Good Day at 59 past the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.